The scripture reading from the Old Testament today is from Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 6, talking about moving from the darkness to the light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burdens and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on a day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son has given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you please stand as you are comfortable for the reading of the gospel? The gospel reading today is taken from Mark 13, verses 24 through 37, talking about the coming of the Son of Man. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Continuing with the lesson of the fig tree. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Tells us to keep awake. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. This is the gospel of Christ. All glory to you, O Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
It's already December 2023, and it's the first Sunday of Advent. Traditionally and interestingly, the lectionary lessons from the Bible for the first Sunday of Advent always begin with the apocalyptic images of darkness and suffering, just as the Isaiah and Mark text show this morning. However, we must also realize that our hope comes from God, even in this time of conflict, anxiety, and chaos. After having gone through the historically deadly COVID-19 pandemic that had started in 2020 and affected the whole world, we were hoping that our lives would get better by being more resilient and stronger. However, on February 24th, 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine and started a harrowing war. To make matters worse, on October 7th this year, 2023, Hamas terrorists attacked on Israel and started a devastating war. And these two wars are still going on, and we don't know when these wars will be over. Nothing is certain, and no one knows what's going to happen next and beyond. Besides these wars that we are being affected by, another situation, serious domestic problem is going on. The gun violence problem in the United States is uniquely terrifying, horrible, and deadly. According to one of the most recent reports from January 1st, 2022 through October 31st, 2023, in the United States alone, there have been 1,215 mass shootings. 1,383 people have been killed by these mass shootings, and 5,028 people have been injured by these massacres. Sadly, these mass shootings have occurred in 13 schools and 2 places of worship. Nowhere is safe or secure. Moreover, there has been one of the deadliest epidemics in the United States. This might be worse than any other crisis. It's opioid crisis. Shockingly, it is reported that in 2022 alone, 73,654 people died due to a fentanyl overdose. According to CDC, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is up to 50 times stronger than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. And this opioid crisis is now spreading all over the world. We are living in a truly scary world filled with so many dangerous addictions, obsessions, and destructions. Furthermore, we have been hearing and witnessing all kinds of hate crimes too. Why would people kill other human beings because of different race or appearance or religion or culture or language or many other things? Every night, whenever we watch TV news or read newspapers, we are overwhelmed by all kinds of bad news of killings, violence, abuse, drug abuse, elder abuse, child abuse, human exploitations and harassments and so forth. Not to mention so many cases of a smash and grab by brazen and ruthless thieves and robbers. Somehow, bad guys, evil acts seem to be growing everywhere. Enough is enough. Yes, we are living in fears, anxieties, and all kinds of problems that we cannot control or avoid. We are living on the edge. What about our own lives? Even among us, many people are experiencing all kinds of problems and crises, such as finance, broken and dysfunctional relationships, mental illnesses, diseases, bullying, chronic disorders, accidents, disasters, or tragedies, you name it. You would never know you could become a victim of any of these crimes or disasters. Problems and troubles can happen to anyone at any time and anywhere. Yes, we are constantly living in darkness, not knowing when we will be completely safe and sound and peaceful and secure. Do we ever get to see the light then? Do we have hope in our lifetime? Do you have a hope in your life? This is the same question we ask ourselves on every first Sunday of Advent, over and over again, especially on the topic of hope. The Bible, throughout the Old and New Testament, tells us that we can find hope in God through Jesus Christ. That would be the ultimate way to finding hope in our lives. Our human conditions have been all kind of darkness, pains, and sufferings. These realities, we cannot change much. Nevertheless, we must continue pursuing eternal hope in our times. That eternal hope is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. The writer of the book of Hebrews assures us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This morning's Isaiah prophecy provides us the source of our hope. Verse 6, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Moreover, in Mark passage, Jesus emphasizes in verse 37, and what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Why would God make us to wait through the waiting time called Advent rather than celebrating Christmas right away without Advent? Why can't we bypass Advent, right? To me, waiting might symbolize the present time that includes all kinds of possible dangers, risks, and failures. Of course, things are not always bad. The present time can include all the good times, victories, and accomplishments. But one thing is for sure, nothing, absolutely nothing is permanent. Nothing is eternal, except the love of God and the word of Christ. Verse 31 from the Gospel of Mark this morning, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This means that the only source of hope we can hold on is the word of Christ that will not pass away. This year's Advent theme is Follow the Star for our church congregation. Star signifies the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Following the star means that just as the wise men focused on following the star, we must follow Jesus as our guiding star, no matter how challenging or dark our life journey would be. Therefore, the point of Jesus' message from Mark 13 is, keep awake, keep watchful, keep hopeful, keep joyful, keep strong. Last Sunday, CBS News broadcasted a special 90-minute edition of 60 Minutes. Has anyone watched the program? Raise your hand. Nobody? Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. That's why. One of the segments, that is my favorite program. I try not to miss every Sunday afternoon. One of the segments was about a group of caring people sponsored and hosted a camp for grieving Ukraine families program to support 13 Ukraine widows and their 20 children taken place in Austria. Just as this says, women and children try to rise above the trauma of war and loss by climbing the Austrian Alps. The camp was designed to help these Ukrainian families to overcome their grieving and suffering so that they can move forward in their lives. All 13 widows and 20 children lost their husbands and fathers who had fought and died in the war against Russia. And this mountain climbing retreat was a perfect setting and opportunity for them to rise above their traumas by being more resilient and stronger. There was an interview with one of the psychologists who helped these Ukrainians. The doctor said during her therapy sessions with the Ukrainian families, she would not let them to focus on their traumas, but on their strength. And it helped and strengthened them greatly. I totally agree with her way of treatment. The grieving process has no expiration date, right? Each person has a completely different approach to overcome the grief. But their focus must be on their own strength so that they can live the most meaningful and productive life that they can ever imagine. Keep awake. Keep strong. Let me share with you a classic, well-known story that some of you might have heard before. There was a woman who had been diagnosed with cancer and had been given 3 months to live. Her doctor told her to start making preparations to die, so she contacted her pastor and had him come to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told the pastor which songs she wanted sung at the service, what scriptures she would like to be read, and what she wanted to be wearing. The woman also told her pastor that she wanted to be buried with her favorite Bible. Everything was in order, and the pastor was preparing to leave when the woman suddenly remembered something very important to her. "There is one more thing, Pastor," she said excitedly. "What is that?" came the pastor's reply. "This is very important," the woman continued. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the woman, not knowing quite what to say. "That shocks you, doesn't it?" the woman asked. "Well, to be honest, I am puzzled by the request," said the pastor. The woman explained, "In all my years of attending church socials and functions where food was involved, my favorite part was when whoever was clearing away the dishes of the main course would lean over and say, 'You can keep your fork.' It was my favorite part because I knew that something better was coming. When they told me to keep my fork, I knew that something great was about to be given to me. It was not a jello or a pudding. It was a cake or a pie, something with substance. So I just want people to see me there in that casket with a fork in my hand. And I want them to wonder what's with the fork. Then I want to tell them something better is coming. So keep your fork too." The pastor's eyes were filled with tears as he hugged the woman goodbye. He knew this would be one of the last times he would see her before her death. But he also knew that the woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She knew that something better was coming. At the funeral, people were walking by the woman's casket, and they saw the pretty dress she was wearing and her favorite Bible and the fork placed in her right hand, over and over, the pastor heard the question, "What's with the folk?" And over he smiled during his message. The pastor told the people of the conversation he had with the woman shortly before she died. He also told them about the folk and about what it symbolized to her. The pastor told the people how he could not stop thinking about the folk and told them that they probably would not be able to stop thinking about it either. He was right. So, my sisters and brothers in Christ, the next time you reach down for your folk, let it remind you that there is something better coming. Keep your folk. Live your life in hope. Keep awake. Keep strong. Jesus is coming. Thanks be to God. Amen.